The lead up to next season is certainly in place. And when it comes to the Memphis Grizzlies, the most exciting duo around has to be Ja Morant and Desmond Bane. But beyond what could be a championship backcourt in the future, there are some other critical combos whose chemistry together could really make the difference between a successful start to the season for the Grizzlies and a season, once again, where the Grizzlies could struggle without Jaren Jackson Jr. On those combinations and how they could really make the Grizzlies be successful on both ends of the court on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, here we go.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome one and all to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. My co-host, Michael Cole, will be back with me on Sunday. Of course, hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a marvelous start to your weekend. You can find myself at StatsSAC, the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, right here on YouTube. Just hit that subscribe button below. It allows for us to be able to know you enjoyed the show and allows others to find the show as well. And of course, you can find DeMichael at DeMichael C on Twitter. Want to remind you of the title sponsor of our show, BetOnline.net, the fastest and easiest way for you to bet and wager on sports. When you want to bet and wager on sports, you don't want to worry about the hassle of having to set up your bets and wagers. You want to focus on how you can win money. So go to betonline.net to make it fast and simple for you. My name is Sean Coleman. I have been your host here at Locked On Grizzlies since April of 2020. It's hard to believe. Coming up on 2.5 years. Crazy to think. Right for the Grizzlies over at Grizzly Bear Blues. I've been covering the team now for a few years. Just a joy every single day. We get to wake up and talk some Memphis Grizzlies basketball. So let's do that. Let's talk Memphis Grizzlies basketball. And if you recall many times last season, you know, I made the comment with confidence that Ja Morant and Desmond Bane are a championship backcourt in the making. Ja Morant, obviously, arguably one of the top 10, 15 players in the league right now. Desmond Bane, in my opinion, one of the top 5 shooters. Just a perfect complement combo to each other. Ja doing what he does in the paint, just dominating, being able to get to the rim. And then if defenses collapse on him, you've got to sit there and then deal with Desmond Bane, who's nearly as automatic as anyone, especially on the road or in the playoffs, when it comes to shooting the three. So without a doubt, the success of the Grizzlies, especially without Jaren Jackson Jr. to start next season, it's going to be based on just how productive, especially offensively, the combination of Ja Morant and Desmond Bane could be. But of course, two players, you know, even though, you know, some team roster constructions feel that this may be the case, in my opinion, two players don't make a team a true championship contender. It's the depth, and that's something that the Grizzlies have absolutely excelled at over the past few seasons. But it's also the chemistry between other duos outside of Ja Morant and Desmond Bane that I think are going to be very critical, very key to how successful of a start the Grizzlies have to next season. And the first duo that really stands out is the duo of players that I think are the most important in terms of the supporting cast for Ja Morant and Desmond Bane, and that is Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams. And the reason why that is because as great as Ja and Bane are on offense, listen, they don't necessarily give it all back on defense. By no means is that the case. But their value is mostly on offense. That's not an insult or any way, shape, or form to Ja or Bane. They both continue to improve as defenders. It's just an observation. Well, with those two on the court, you definitely need your other three players to be strong defensively. And that is where Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams come in. Now, the thing about it is this. There wasn't a lot of times where Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams played together. Only 182 non-garbage time possessions last year. But according to Cleaning the Glass, listen to these numbers. When Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams were on the court, the Grizzlies were 14.5 points better per 100 possessions than their opponents than when Dylan and Zaire were off court. That's in the 98th percentile. Defensively, when Zaire and Dylan were on the court together, the Grizzlies allowed their opponents only 97.2 points per possession. That's in the 100th percentile. The Grizzlies' defense had a turnover percentage of 16.9%. That's in the 96th percentile. And the Grizzlies were also able to prevent the opposition from getting offensive rebounds. the length, the overall, athletic ability, the overall just different ways of being able to add value that Ziaire Williams and Dylan Brooks offered, it showed out when they played together, especially on the defensive end. That is something that should stay consistent. You know, I've talked about, and Anthony Sain of Sports 56 has mentioned this as well. You know, an intriguing starting lineup with Jaren Jackson Jr. being out is Ja, Desmond, Dylan, Ziaire, and Steven Adams. It's a bit smaller, but you get a lot of defensive versatility, especially on the perimeter. You know, you've heard me talk many times about how the strength of this Grizzlies team, and you hope that it continues even without some of the bodies that they've had in the past, but the strength of this Grizzlies team has been able to throw different wing defenders at the opposition's premier scorers, and that keeps the opposition's best scorers, you know, it's harder for them to find balance. If the opposition's best offensive player sees the same defender 90% of the time, that offensive player is going to be able to make adjustments to be successful. But if you're able as a team defense to confidently throw 3, 4, 5 different bodies, different body types, different approaches, different mindsets at the opposition's best offensive player, that makes it a little bit more uneasy. It makes it a bit harder for that offensive player to get settled in, and that's especially what you have when you have Bane, Dylan, and Ziaire on the court together. So defensively, the overall chemistry, the overall production of Dylan and Ziaire, how well that is to start next season, that's going to be very important. Because if that could be a successful combination on defense, it'll be a great complement to Ja and Dylan in terms of leading the offense. But even more so than that, despite the fact that the defense was absolutely incredible when Dylan and Ziaire were on the court together last year, the effective field goal percentage of the offenses that played when Dylan and Ziaire were on the courts together, they only ranked in the third percentile when it comes to effective field goal percentage. In other words, the shot selection was absolutely less than ideal. That is the one key area that will truly determine how supportive the duo of Ziaire and Dylan will be for Ja and Desmond Bane. Can Dylan and Ziaire be complementary pieces in terms of, you know, good shooting, in terms of good playmaking, making smart decisions? Can both of them become other outlets for three-point shots, especially from the corner? We know that Dylan Brooks has had success in the past shooting from the corner. We know how pretty of a stroke Ziaire Williams has shooting from the corner and from three in general. Can Ziaire Williams and Dylan Brooks make smart decisions, even if they don't have high usage on offense, but to be outlets or to be connectors to where they move the ball around to help the offense find the best shot possible, or they confidently shoot threes and help the Grizzlies have more offensive balance as they go forward? The big thing for this team, with the new version of it, and especially again, without Jaren being in the lineup, is making as many smart decisions as possible. And that falls on Dylan and Ziaire with how much playing time they're going to get with Ja and Desmond Bane more than likely to start the season. If they can obviously keep up the production they did on defense, but can play smart, effective basketball on offense, you're not going to see the Grizzlies miss much of a step. And it's going to be great to see the fact that these two players can really come together and support Ja and Bane. But it's not just about the starters. And while it's going to be intriguing to see, you know, what's there for Dylan and Ziaire as a combination, there's another combination that we've seen be successful plenty of times before, but perhaps this season, it's even more critical that the combination of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark are as efficient as ever. When we talk about that, though, if you want efficiency, if you want effectiveness, if you want the best way to consistently be able to wager and bet on sports without the hassle of having to set up your bet every time you do it, it's BetOnline.net. The fastest and easiest way for you, either on your mobile device or your laptop, to be able to set up your bets. And all the great options are there. Baseball, basketball, football, UFC, boxing, Vegas casino games, all of that can be found at BetOnline.net. And if you go to BetOnline.net right now, the thing is that once you set it up, you're going to be able to make it easy for you moving forward. Check out BetOnline.net. Today, Of course, we want to thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. But make sure you check out your favorite Locked On MLB show on the Locked On family of podcast networks. The MLB trade deadline is next Tuesday. It's an important time for many teams that hope to contend for them to add to their depth and really make good efforts to be the best they can be going in the stretch run. I'll tell you a team that did very well last year, right here. They're hoping to do it again, once again, this season. So make sure you check out your favorite Locked On MLB show as your second listen of the day after Locked On Grizzlies. So we know what Ja Morant and Desmond Bane can do, but perhaps there's either one combination that's even more known. I know my hair is crazy. Perhaps even another combination that's even more known in terms of what they can do is the combination of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. Now, this isn't, the intrigue of this combination isn't something, you know, we're looking at. We're not looking to see what potentially could be there between Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, like we are between Dylan and Zaire, the other combo I'm going to mention in the third segment. We know very well how effective Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark can be as a perimeter post combination. And it starts with the efficiency, the efficient decision making, in which he complements with some good shooting, and the efficient scoring of Brandon Clark, who also complements that with his rebounding and defense. But the big key is this, is that combination has been the anchors to what has arguably been one of the best benches in the league since Taylor Jenkins came into being a coach 3 years ago. So without a doubt, there's no reason to doubt that Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark are going to remain highly effective. And I do think that Brandon Clark should stay on the bench because that's where he's going to be the most advantageous. And having Brandon Clark in his most advantageous role is going to play a bigger role, is going to be more valuable for the Grizzlies now without Jaren than it typically is with Jaren in the lineup. But if the Grizzlies can once again rely on the Tyus Jones-Brandon Clark combination, it's going to be even more critical for that to be successful this year because you've lost some certainty in other bench pieces, such as De'Anthony Melton, such as Kyle Anderson. But the numbers do suggest that Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark can stay pretty consistent. When both of those players are on the court, the Grizzlies outscore their opponents by 8.1 points per 100 possessions. They outscore opponents 8.1 points per 100 possessions more when they're on the court versus when they're off. That combination when they're on the court, the Grizzlies take care of the basketball. They find good shots. They do very good with offensive rebounding. And on defense, they also do a great job of limiting the overall production of the opposition. But the thing is this, is that we also know that with Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, they can be featured against other bench units, or they can even be featured together against other starting units. That's the beauty of the combination of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. It's the simple fact that you've got versatility. You can use them in a variety of different roles, whether it's in the starting, rotation, whether it is in off the bench, whether it's a combination of both. And they both can contribute on both ends of the court as well. We know how versatile Brandon Clark can be as a defender, as a rebounder, as a rim protector. We know how versatile he can be as a rim runner and overall an offensive rebounder. We know how effective Tyus can be as a playmaker as well as a shooter. And there also is good indications that Tyus Jones continues to improve as a defender. He's not going to be a lockdown one-on-one guy probably any time in his career, but he has learned how to effectively play well within the defense. But the other big key that really stands out for this combination of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark is that when they get in the open court, Tyus Jones is the lead of the fast break. Brandon Clark obviously is a finishing option. These are two of the most critical components to the Grizzlies' overall ability to lead one of the best fast break attacks in the NBA. So both Tyus and Brandon Clark do very well in their roles. And as I mentioned, instead of De'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson and others around them now, you're going to see bigger asks from players like John Conchar, Santi Aldama, perhaps one of the rookies in Jake LaRavia or David Roddy, Xavier Tillman. You're going to have new pieces coming off the bench to support the combo of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark this year. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how these other pieces gel with both Brandon Clark and Tyus Jones. But that's the great thing about having both those players, is that we're going to continue to see the Grizzlies roster continue to evolve. It's going to continue to be important over the next few seasons for Tyus Jones to be the floor general that can make sure that no matter who's out there, the Grizzlies remain efficient and effective when it comes to their overall approach. It's going to be important to have Brandon Clark out there to have a consistent scoring option, but also someone who not necessarily can anchor a defense, but could really add value in a variety of ways. If you need any proof of how important this combination is, go look at how huge they were in that series against Minnesota. If Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark do not play to the level that they did against Minnesota in the first round of last year's playoffs, the Grizzlies go home. That absolutely is the truth. So that's the other big thing about this combination. They have been able to show they're not just going to offer value in the regular season, like we talked about with the Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson. We know that each of these players can stand out in the playoffs. And so this combination not only is going to be important in the regular season as the anchor of a bench that is going to have new players in expanded roles this year compared to last year, but we also know that both Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark can be very effective chess pieces for Taylor Jenkins and his staff to use in the postseason. So without a doubt, there's certainty with Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, but the importance of both those players playing to the best of their level to repeat the success both of them had last year, that's going to be even more critical now with new faces supporting them off the bench. But two names, and I think this is one of the more intriguing combination, one of the more intriguing duos that you hope is as dynamic as possible, and if they are, it's going to be a big boost to the Grizzlies having success to start the season. It's John Conchar and Jake LaRavia. One other thing I want to remind you of is we can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen today. You're going to have a special week. You're going to have a few episodes this weekend talking about different aspects to look at when it comes to the Grizzlies as we lead up to the 2023-2024 season. So let's make sure to stick here and make Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. So we've talked about some intriguing duos, some intriguing combinations that really, if the chemistry between this duo, this specific duo that I mentioned, if the chemistry between these duos can be as effective as possible, it could be a big boost to just how successful the Grizzlies can be to start their season. Talked about Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams supporting Ja Morant and Desmond Bain, perhaps in the starting lineup. Talked about how the certainty and the efficiency that comes with Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark is going to be even more important than ever to be productive without some, reliable pieces in De'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson and Jaren Jackson either gone or injured. So now it's a combination of players that are stepping up into expanded roles. And one of the more intriguing duos of that group of players to me is John Conchar and Jake LaRavia. And it's the reason why is because to me, these are the two players on the roster who are the most sensible players to step into the roles that De'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson provided. Now, they're not the same exact type of players, and it's going to be hard to ask them to be as effective, especially defensively, as Melton and Anderson were. But here's the other critical component. When we talked about with Dylan and Zaire, how the defense really stands out when that duo is on the court, and you're hoping that their shot selection, you're hoping that the shot production for Dylan and Zaire is what develops to complement John Jaren and to complement the defense that those two can offer. It's a bit of the opposite, in my opinion, for what potentially could be there with John Conchar and Jake LaRavia, because this combination, you feel strongly you're going to have good shot selection to support Tyus and Brandon Clark when it's the bench minutes, when the reserves are really taking over the game, or when the reserve units for both teams are playing in the game. The shot selection of John Conchar and Jake LaRavia, if it's there, and if it's there together, that could be a huge boost, because now you have added significant depth to the Grizzlies' overall ability to find shooters on the outside and thus consistent balance on the court, regardless who is on the floor. We've seen John Conchar continue to have his three-point percentage hover around 40%, despite the fact that he has more than doubled his three-point attempts in each of the three seasons that he's been in the NBA. A calling card for Jake LaRavia was how beautiful his shot form was and the fact that he made great decisions when it came to his overall scoring. So at that, for Jake LaRavia, can translate into the NBA, and I know coming off Summer League, the willingness to shoot is going to have to be there. But like I say, I feel that there are a few development tracks that are better for someone who clearly has the form, clearly has the talent to be a successful shooter like LaRavia. He just needs to get the confidence, knowing, you know, having the confidence, knowing to just let it fly. There's few better places that can mold him into the player he needs to be to take full advantage of his shot. So if the shot for John Conchar continues to be as accurate as has been so far in his career, and if Jake LaRavia, though it may take some time, if he could eventually see his shot form, that will be some great support off the Grizzlies bench to support Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. But it's not only the combination of John Conchar and Jake LaRavia that's intriguing when it comes to their shot selection. It's also the do-it-all, add value in multiple ways opportunities that both players play with. Both players are high energy. Both players are very, very smart without the ball. Both players have a knack for making the right plays, making the right pass, making the right decision, making the right defensive play. And they need to do that. That instinct, that intelligence from both of them, it needs to be there because athleticism is not necessarily a calling card for either player, but that's fine. It doesn't need to be. These are role players. These are players that you want to be able to add value, to be able to add to the Grizzlies' winning ways in as many ways as possible, but also can contribute to the Grizzlies' ability to shoot as well. I don't think that the Conchar-LaRavia combination is going to rival or be as valuable as Melton and Anderson this year, you know, at any point in time, but it could be in time. And the Grizzlies have the ability to take time to see how this duo could play well together because John Conchar is here for likely another 5 years, and we know LaRavia is here for four. The investment has been made in both of these players, and both of these players are two of the better examples of the quote-unquote Grizzlies profile that they look for in the draft. Smart shot selection, adding value outside of scoring, defensive playmaking. Both of these players excel in those areas. So if you could put them on the court together, especially against other bench units, I feel like you're going to see the advantage of having two very intelligent, instinctful players who also can add value through their shooting. So count me as intrigued. Count me as someone that really would love to see some minutes for John Conchar and Jake LaRavia and for them to work off each other. You know, we talk about how Zaire training with a Dylan and a Desmond is something that's just so exciting that's going to really help him continue to blossom. Well, I think that LaRavia, being in a camp with Dylan and Desmond and John Conchar, he's really going to learn how the culture is. And once he buys into it, that's going to make him even that much more of a quick learner. And then someone who could become a member of the rotation, maybe earlier than he expected. So just some fun combinations, you know, not the most important or the most obvious to the Grizzlies' success, but three combinations, Dylan and Zaire, Tyus and Brandon, Conchar and LaRavia. I think that the overall chemistry and success and how the numbers look when these duos are on the court together, I think the better those numbers are, the better it's going to benefit us. And I know that that's me being obvious, but I'm just pointing out how important it is for these duos to be successful on both ends of the court. Can't thank you enough for joining us here at Locked On Grizzlies. You can find myself at StatsSAC, the show at Locked On Grizz, DeMichael Cole and DeMichael C. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Let us know you enjoy the show and lets others be able to find the show as well. Until next time, we'll actually talk with you tomorrow, so you don't have to wait long. Until next time, my name is Sean Coleman. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.